1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we bring Rose into the conversation. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Rose. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. This is Rosie.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question about our Bermuda grass.
Go ahead.
We really haven't been able to get any Bermuda grass these last few summers. We had Pearl Scale last summer that we treated. And this summer we've just got weeds and maybe 2 yards of grass. What can we be putting on it right now to help to get rid of the grass or the weeds and just kind of get it ready for fall, I guess?
Well, now is a great time. Jay Harper always said the best way to kill your lawn is to water it like you want the best lawn in town. A growing lawn, a growing weed, a growing anything is absorbing a lot. So that's the time that you hit it with your weed killers to eliminate and down to the root. And it may take 2 applications if it's as bad as it sounds like it might be at your home. So now is the time to really hit it with your weed killer and just visit your local garden or nursery shop. Find out, you know, take a picture of what you have, bring it to them so they can get an idea of what kind of weeds are in your lawn. Most every local spot in Arizona is going to have exactly what is going to be, you know, kill what's in your yard. Bonide has a couple great products. Weed Out is a good one.
And it sounds like she's dealing with multiple problems. Grass not growing, weeds are growing, Pearl Scale infestation. You can take pictures and go to your local lawn and garden shop and get ideas. But I tell you what, I'd be real tempted to tell you, you ought to call Ray Lopez, who we had on the show earlier at Scottsdale Weed Control, and have him come out and take a look at what situation you've got. He operates valley-wide, and what I've seen him do in restoring and enhancing the Bermuda TIF lawns is absolutely astounding. So Scottsdale Weed Control might be another phone call you want to make and get Ray to the house.
But she may need both because Ray is, his little feet are on fire.
Yeah, his feet are on fire.
We waited a little while.
Yeah, that's true. Scottsdale Weed, 480-941-9471.
Let's see if we can bring George in the conversation and help him on this Saturday morning. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Rosie and Romy, how you doing? I met you at Pelt Windows and Doors 1 year. Are you here?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
I didn't hear you talking. Hey, I collect rainwater. I got a 55-gallon barrel in the backyard. I fill it up, and then when it ain't raining, I empty it out. When it's empty, then I use tap water. But I want to get like 10 more.
Okay.
And I want to put a downspout. And I want to hook them all together so it fills the first one and then it goes right across.
Sure.
What do you think of that idea?
That's perfect. If you've got the room and the space to do it, that's a great option. 10 55-gallon barrels. You know, you're going to use, depending on what you're using to water and how much water those things, you know. But
he might want to go to the links you posted because 10 55-gallon can present some management problems that maybe one larger tank would make it a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Some of those links talk about the strategy and the equipment available for proper rain harvesting. Let's make it as maintenance-free as possible.
And there's a lot of different ways you could set that up. You could have one big one like that, and depending on your yard and layout and gravity flow and your elevation terrain, the very first one at the downspout could be, let's say, a 200-gallon one. Well, then farther down, you have 4 more 55-gallons at different watering spots to distribute downstream. So, you know, it's a design system that, I don't know that there's a wrong way to do it, but you know, there's definitely a more maintenance-free way that might be in something to look into. Those are all live right now. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, mouse over on the Homeowner Resources tab and select Radio Broadcast / Podcast, and then you select today's program, July 31st. Scroll down to the 8 o'clock hour. Segment number 3, there's 4 great water rain harvest resources there for you, all free to the public. A lot of great information if you're looking at collecting a little bit of this rain that's fallen from the heavens here this last week.